Blog Talk Radio.
Just fly with me. I'm the one that crossed the sea, led by fire in the night. I'm the one that killed Christ, so I'm dying to stand with the nails in his hand. Yeah, I'm nailed to the end. I'm the one that killed Paul. I'm in debt to the Lord. Hit myself in the trees, then I went and blamed Eve. Y'all, please show me grace. I'm not ready for the lake. I repent to this day. I'm the one that built the calf, then was healed by the staff. How could the angels relate? I was stole from my case. I'm the one that's a slave. Y'all free me from the jail. It get cold in the cell, even colder in hell. When will we be avenged? So much blood on their hands. I'm the one that built the temple out of gold, not silver. While we marrying their kids, putting rings on the pigs. You the one that was chose, turned from soil into gold. What's a fish to a bowl? What's the dead to a crow? I'm the one that crossed the sea, led by fire in the night. I'm the one that killed Christ, so I'm dying to sin. With the nails in his hand, yeah, I'm nailed to the end. I'm the one that killed Paul, I'm in debt to the law. Hit myself in the trees, then I went and blamed Eve. Y'all, please show me grace.
We need to bethink ourselves in the land where we were sold slaves, and repent and make supplication unto Yah in his land, saying, we have sinned, we have committed wickedness. And Yah, forgive thy people that have sinned against you, and all the transgressions wherein they have transgressed against you. And give them compassion where they were sold slaves, so that their enemies might have compassion on them as well.
Cause I'm the one that wasn't changed. Just imagine a case. Saw my own mother hang. Just imagine the pain. Just imagine a rage. See my own father whip. He ain't do what they said, so they wanted him dead. See my own brother peel from his head to his heels. Was his skin worth a purse? Were my fingers worth shirts? Could've picked it yourself, or at least gave me shirts without holes. Gave me parts of the wealth. No, I won't just forgive. So much anger inside. Why they children alive?
Feel, but I have something to say that's true and that's real. And that's that I'm sorry for how we've behaved, starting the very moment that you were enslaved. Since we came in our boats and shackled your hands and shipped you back here to work on our land.
I'm the one that crossed the sea, led by fire in the night. I'm the one that killed Christ, so I'm dying to sin. With the nails in his hand, yeah, I'm nailed to the end. I'm the one that killed Paul, I'm in debt to the law. See myself in the trees, then I went and blamed Eve. Yeah, please show me. Just bow with me. Yeah, please show me. Just bow with me.
All right, shalom, shalom, everybody. Okay, this is going to be just a very, very short little pop-up show, okay? I got several things that was on my mind, man. Well, I had wanted to do this show just to clarify, because I made some mistakes. In the first Maccabees, at the end of the last show, well, let me just start from the beginning, because a lot of you probably haven't been following along or anything, but I've been reading in the book of the Maccabees, and toward the end where Jonathan was assassinated, I was saying that it was Demetrius who's going to come against the letters of Rome reached Demetrius. But in actually, his name was Antiochus, all right? It's a whole nother king. Demetrius had died, Okay, he was captured and he was killed. So he died friendship with Simon. All right. So you know he died like that. Now when Rome sent out those letters, letting everybody know that Israel's their friend and they got allegiance with Israel and things of that nature, that was coming from this new king who just killed Demetrius, and his name was Antiochus, okay? I don't know how that got by me, but that did, and I kept saying Demetrius' name when it wasn't Demetrius, all right? It was a whole nother king there. Anyway, so therefore, by default, this Antiochus apparently, now that Demetrius was killed, you could say he's in the mix with the Greeks and stuff because the Greeks took over Persia. So therefore, he's probably a little biracial or got a little Persian / Greek to him, you know, Turkey, you know, type of area or whatever. But anyway, he got a bone to pick with Tryphon as well. That's why I guess I kept saying Demetrius, because Demetrius wanted the war with Tryphon. But this guy here, he had an issue with Tryphon as well. So he's after trying to get Tryphon. All right. And so when he sent that letter to Simon, letting Simon know that he's coming for him and that Simon, you know, fortifying Jerusalem and all those cities and stuff within Israel, that they all belong to him. You know what I'm saying? So that's what that beef is about. And he sent that army that Simon's son was fighting against. So I just kind of want to make this show a little, you know, clarify the show a little bit, all right? And I also want to play a little clip to bring whoever's listening up to speed, you know what I'm saying, a little bit about where I'm at and everything like that. So, all right. So without further ado, let me play this clip, and that's that. Today we look at two of my favorite books in the Old Testament, and that is 1st and 2nd Maccabees. It tells the story of warriors who are zealous for the law of God, in particular for the temple of God and for the liturgy of God. And I'm putting 1st and 2nd Maccabees together in one video because 1st Maccabees gives us the historical rundown. 2nd Maccabees kind of repeats that historical story, but also gives us some more details and especially some theology. So today we'll look at the narrative of the Maccabean Revolt told in 1st and 2nd Maccabees, and then towards the end I'll talk about the theology, especially as it's hashed out by 2nd Maccabees. So let's get started. So 1st Maccabees has 16 chapters, 2nd Maccabees has 15 chapters, and unlike 1st Maccabees, 2nd Maccabees does not attempt to provide a complete account of the event. Instead, it covers only the period from the high priest Onias III and King Seleucus IV to the defeat of Nicanor in 161. Now, recall that the Judeans were exiled first by the Babylonians, who were conquered then by the Persians. And the Persians, as I've mentioned before, allowed the Judeans to return to Jerusalem. This is in the book of Ezra and Nehemiah, to rebuild the temple, relearn the law of God, and rebuild the walls of the city of Jerusalem. Now, Alexander the Great, you've all heard of him, he conquered the known world and he conquered the Persians, but he died at the age of 33. And so the Judeans were no longer under the Persian rule that was tolerant towards them. They were now under the Greek rule. Now, the Greeks were not tolerant like the Persians. The Greeks insisted that all Jews burn their scriptures, stop circumcising their children, work on the Sabbath day, stop all kosher eating, and fully assimilate into the Greek religion and the Greek culture. He also allowed women into the sacred precincts of the temple area,
and he built a public gymnasium. And this was built where men exercised, and according to the Greek custom, they exercised in the nude. And this allowed the people of Israel and the Greeks to see who was circumcised and who was not circumcised. It was a way of monitoring the Jewish religion, whether they were following it or not. And some Jews happily went along with what the Greeks taught. They abandoned Yahweh, they abandoned the scriptures, and they began to worship idols. They began to eat pork sandwiches. Some of them even paid to have their foreskins corrected so they wouldn't look like they were circumcised. In other words, they completely apostatized. They completely rejected their Jewish identity. They became functionally Greeks. Now, in this context, a earnest and solid priest named Mattathias said, "This is enough. They have destroyed our temple. They have offered unclean animals in the Holy of Holies. We are going to fight, and by God's power, we are going to win back the temple and reestablish the worship of God." So this holy priest, this holy man, Mattathias, is joined by his sons, and they create a militia and an army to fight the powerful Greeks. The sons of Mattathias were Judah Maccabeus, Jonathan Aphus, and Simon Thossi, and also Simon's son, John Hyrcanus. And they organized this army, and they were led after Mattathias died by the brother Judah Maccabee. Now, originally his name wasn't Maccabee. Maccabee means hammer. So Judah Maccabee means Judah the hammer, and this is in reference to his power in battle. He hammered the enemies. And that's where we get the name 1st and 2nd Maccabees. It's in reference to this great figure, Judah Maccabeus, Judah Maccabee the hammer. Through the military efforts of Judah Maccabee and his armies, he recaptured Jerusalem, he drove out the Greeks, and he restored the temple there in Jerusalem. And this is the beginning of the Feast of Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the restoration, the reconsecration of Jerusalem. You'll remember that Moses instituted 6 feasts. Another feast was added by Esther called Purim. And then this 8th feast is added by Judah Maccabee. It's commemorating their victory over the Greeks and the reestablishment of the temple and all things liturgical there in the precincts. Remember, the family of the Maccabees were themselves priests, so they take over as high priests in the years to come. Now, it's interesting. Judah Maccabee sought an alliance with the Roman Republic. This is in the 160s. He realized that they had beaten the Greeks once, but the Greeks would be back, and they needed allies in the world. So they reached out to this new and growing Republic of Rome. Remember, Rome is not yet an empire. It's just the Roman Republic. And they sign a treaty. And if you read my book, The Eternal City, you'll see how I connect this with the coming of the kingdoms in Daniel and show how this alliance between the Jews and Rome eventually gives way to the context of the New Testament and the Roman Catholic Church. That's a talk for another day. Once this alliance is made between the Maccabees and Rome, they are relatively safe. He is succeeded by his brother Jonathan, who becomes the high priest, who also reestablishes the covenant or alliance with Rome. And Simon follows them, and he's also the high priest and the prince of Israel. Never before have we seen a high priest who's also the governor of Israel. Usually it's the Davidic king, who's the Messiah, and the high priest. Here, the high priest are functioning in a solo way. Simon and his successors form the Hasmonean dynasty, which will not always be considered valid by all of the Jews, and this begins the debates between the Sadducees and the Pharisees and the Essenes. It all begins in this time period. And Simon leads the people generally in peace and prosperity, but he is murdered by agents of Ptolemy, son of Abubas, who had been named governor of the region by the Maccabean Greeks. And then he is succeeded by his son, John Hyrcanus. So that's the story of the Maccabees. Second Maccabees brings in some more details that are important to us. For example, Second Maccabees specifically teaches the doctrine of creation ex nihilo. This is in Second Maccabees 7:28. This is the doctrine that's taught by St. Thomas Aquinas, that all of creation is created out of nothing. In other words, God doesn't create creation out of himself. He doesn't have primordial matter that he works with. He creates out of nothing. He speaks his word, who is the Logos, and from nothing arises the cosmos. So we find that explicit in 2 Maccabees. That's important because Genesis does not explicitly state that. We find that here in 2 Maccabees. Also, there's an afterlife after death. It's kind of shady in the Old Testament what exactly happens to you after you die. 2 Maccabees explicitly states that there is a life after death. Also, we see prayers for the dead and sacrifices made for the dead because Judah Maccabee finds talismans, charms on the bodies of his dead Jewish soldiers. And this, of course, is a sin. So he prays for them. He has sacrifices made for them so that they can go into heaven in the afterlife. And Catholics appeal to these verses saying, yes, we pray for the dead. And yes, we have the sacrifice of the Mass said for the dead. We also learn that martyrs merit for the collective restoration of Israel. We read of the elder Eleazar and the mother and her seven sons who are violently murdered by the Greeks, but their death, their merits, help bring about the restoration. And even Hebrews chapter 11, verse 35, references this passage in 2 Maccabees when it says, quote, "Some were tortured, refusing to accept release, that they might rise again to a better life," end quote. That's referring especially to the seven sons of the mother in 2 Maccabees 6 and 7. We also see the intercession of the saints. For example, in 2 Maccabees 15, we read, "And Onias," that's the priest, "Onias spoke, saying, 'This is the man who loves the brethren and prays much for the people and for the holy city, Jeremiah, the prophet of God.' And then in an apparition, Jeremiah stretched out his right hand and gave to Judah a golden sword. And as he gave it, he addressed him thus, 'Take this holy sword, a gift from God, with which you will strike down your enemies,'" end quote. And then also in 2 Maccabees, we see explicit statements about the resurrection of the dead, that at the end of time, the dead will regain their bodies and be judged. So because of the passages regarding prayers for the dead, Jeremiah, the prophet, praying for them and interacting for them, which looks like the Catholic practice of praying and interacting with saints. Because of these reasons, Martin Luther especially did not like 2 Maccabees, and it's one of the main reasons why he removes these seven books, especially 2 Maccabees, from the Protestant Bible. So this was a trigger point for Martin Luther. What can we learn from this? I would encourage you, encourage all Catholics, we must be warriors. Catholics, Christians have always seen themselves as warriors, as those who are fighting. It doesn't necessarily mean that we run out with swords and are slaying people, but with the sword of the Holy Spirit, with the Word of God, with Scripture, with the sacramentals, with the Mass, with the Rosary, we are waging battle. Our truest enemies is Satan and his demons. Those are our enemies, and we defeat them through grace, through prayer, through martyrdom, as we see in this book, and through sacrifices. So as I always say on my podcast, be the Maccabee. Take on the Maccabean identity and be a warrior for Jesus Christ. Thanks for watching this video. Look forward to lessons to come. Thanks for being part of the new St. Thomas Institute. And
Zion. Hey, yo, Ren, turn that up.
Only a few of us gonna make it out. Zion, only your remnant, 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 only your remnant. When is my people gonna learn? If you don't come back, you gon' burn. We take it, the scriptures confirm. It's time for my people to return. Only your remnant, only your remnant, only your remnant, only your remnant. Only your remnant, only your remnant. When is my people gon' learn? If you don't come back, you gon' burn. We take it, the scriptures confirm. It's time for my people to return. Only your remnant. We at the end and we feeling it. We the sand of the sea but a remnant. Serve return to the word when they hearing it. We the sons of Israel. All the word will never fail. Baptizing in Jacob's well. Holy Spirit ain't playing for real. Well, you get protected, he's sending them plagues. I'm trying to make sure that he's sending rain. All in my life,
All in my head, all in my walk, all in my legs. You don't got that blood, you walking dead. Walk as he walk, we should leave what it say. Only your remedy gonna be spared. Only your remedy gonna be spared. Abba gon' get us out of these countries. Abba son, let me see who really want me. Forsaking our houses, forsaking our money. We got that signal from heaven, he coming. Drinking his cup, nobody running. Flesh getting weak, but the spirit is gunning. We see the prophecy, we know he coming. We see the prophecy, we know he coming, but it's only your remnant, 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 only your remnant. When is my people gonna learn? If you don't come back, you gon' burn. We take the scriptures confirm. It's time for my people to return. Only your remnant, only your remnant, only your remnant, only your remnant, only your remnant. Only your remnant, when is my people gon' learn? If you don't come back, you gon' burn. We take the scriptures confirm. It's time for my people to return.
That's how my heart turns for you. And the sun he died for you. Yes, it's true, yes, it's true. You didn't have no clue. That's because nobody told you. They couldn't afford to. Cause you monkey like you Goku. It ain't like nobody owed you. We broke the law and they sold you. We did this all to ourselves, Jacob. Now it's the time that you know the truth. You don't know you so, so special. You don't even see what's next, though. So we cry, cry, cry. Only remnants gonna make it out of here alive. Please repent my people, cause we at the end of time.
Only your remnant, 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 only your remnant. When is my people gon' learn? If you don't come back, you gon' burn. We take the scriptures confirm. It's time for my people to return. Only your remnant, 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 only your remnant. When is my people gon' learn? If you don't come back, you gon' burn. We take the scriptures confirm. It's time for my people return. It's time for my people return.